This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Back in the house, along with Todd Michaels. You know, we start off Mondays a lot with Victory Monday. Victory Wednesday, UWGB.
Big win
last
night.
Did you see that game last night? Yeah, it was fun. Great crowd. We had the coach on here, right?
Yeah, and Doug Gottlieb.
And he's doing a good job. First half, but second half, they
reined it in and made it happen. You said they won big.
They won. It was exciting. Great crowd and people.
And for Tuesday night, that's great.
And I love when I was telling Todd this morning, when I go someplace and they love your show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah, like you said, somebody stopped you and chatted.
Yeah, there's more than one, but yeah, he wanted to get on the show, that guy. But
it's the same one person at every event Jim goes to. It's,
and that's fine.
I seek him out. Hey, come on over here. What, you got anything to say to me? Right. Yeah. What do you want to say to me, man?
Right. Do you want to compliment my mayoral run?
No. Those days are over.
No? Would you like to be on my show? It only cost you.
Yes. I'll send him over to you.
But, yeah. It's a win-win.
That was fun.
But not too late of a night, did you?
No, the games are over at 8, 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow. That's doable. You know,
it is. They're 8 o'clock. And, but far be it for me to complain. Little bit of basketball and etiquette.
Ding, ding.
Here we go.
You boys.
Yes. Is this a pop quiz?
No, it doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. But did you take them to games when they were little?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
And
but you wait for a break in the action.
But did you bring coloring books and goldfish and it's like,
maybe
okay, so like, what are you bringing? Like, get a babysitter? You know what I mean? If I brought my kids to games when they were little to teach them the game. I mean, I don't play basketball, but I do understand.
Can you imagine?
The people with more points win. That's what I'm trying to teach them, and you got to shoot through this. Anyway, I just thought that was
basic
weird.
Basic crowd etiquette.
Right. And then the other thing. And I got to get back into basketball, going to games, because, you know, I've always been a season ticket holder, but, you know, when they weren't playing very well, I didn't go a lot. And I want to go more because it's exciting to watch them win. And then, again, you know, I want this to be a positive, but do you talk during the games?
It's not theater.
I understand. At a theater, if somebody was talking in theater, I'd turn around and tell them to, you know, stop. But
I broke up with a guy who shushed me during a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
That's all it took, right?
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, no,
absolutely.
There was
another date after that.
He was right. You don't talk during a movie. That's people paid $8, $9.
I had one question.
Oh, you had a question like,
Right.
I don't get it.
And then
what's happening?
And then I promptly took a nap.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
But basketball, I get it. Football. To talk about like a movie or if you're talking about basketball, like, man, where's he from?
Right.
To say like, did you see?
No, you know, talking about the world events. In fact, so we're a baseball family, and I often have to relocate where I'm sitting if people are talking around me and not watching the game. And I'm like, well, I'm going to look like a dork.
So if you would move before you turn around and say, come on, you guys, let's watch the game.
Well, yes, because I have the problem with it. That's their entertainment experience. Mm. I would relocate because
I got pretty good seats.
I mean, I'm always grateful that there's no visible thought bubble.
When I was
very
at the
entertaining commentary.
That's interesting to move because there was, I mean, the rush is what, 10,000 seats? And there were so many seats there, but I thought, okay, maybe you haven't seen each other in a while, you know, first 10 minutes, but it was.
But you get together before the game,
I'd like
catch
to think
up,
so.
Go to the game, watch that, boop, and then.
I won't complain.
At the Herd game on Saturday night, there were a bunch of high school boys, younger ones, like maybe 14, right? Uh-huh. constantly in and out. So here's old man here having to get up and down each time. Eventually, I just gave up. I'm like, if you need to go in and out this much, you're going to get around me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to move for you anymore.
Yeah.
Because daddy's knee hurts. So, I, you know.
But I.
Did they say excuse me every time or thank you, pardon, nothing?
No. They're,
that's the etiquette I would be teaching my child. See,
they give you those fans kind of things so you can slap them and, you know, you've seen those before, right?
Yes.
They were slapping each other with those. And like a little bit of that is fine.
We were all kids,
but I was.
But that's kind of.
You were over it real fast.
But that's kind of up in the upper deck.
Right.
When they, you know, cause they bring those groups in and that's, those kids have a lot of fun up there.
I was in like the third row.
Right. And my seats are on the end and I get a good seats, but. I will tell you because I did get a little frustrated. Next time I'm going to move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not married anymore. I can turn around and tell them, hey, shut the. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's still.
No, but they're listeners.
And then I can't.
We're in the retail
them.
Business now. They're
That's
listeners.
Right. That's right.
They could be sponsors.
Exactly. So you never.
They
know.
Were great. They were just great to be around. I loved
I'm not
it.
Saying
I
that.
Love to hear about the movie.
You've come such a long way.
I have.
This, job.
Just, this is. I'm so is chill. Like, so
and if
chill.
John were here, he would just be poking the bear. Hey.
Actually, it was fun. I'm gonna
go
to a lot more games.
And when I say I get up and move, I'm referring to when I'm at. Like a youth sports event. So not like a ticketed event.
Right.
But there are a lot of seats. I mean, there's probably, I don't know, 5,000 empty seats. I mean, it's 10,000 seats at the Rush.
No, if I'm in your predicament at a ticketed event like that, I am seething. I'm probably angrily texting somebody and complaining and sending gifts about.
My wife has a great ability to tune that out because I'll say to her, God, can you believe those people? She's like, what?
Well,
like they were talking about. She goes, I didn't even hear it.
Sometimes turnabout is fair play, and people are talking so loud and so just everybody. They want everybody
attention.
In on their conversation.
Oh, man.
So then I'll participate, and then it becomes weird for them. And then you see how
that's
quickly.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
But
there was
anyway.
A woman that had a birthday that night, and I was hearing all about it. And so I finally, you know, hey, happy birthday.
That's what you want me to say.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So here's my card. Yeah, well, it was fun, though. And I just, you know, we're here to just talk to people, but I think it's okay if we talk about, you know, there's some universal etiquette. And I think, obviously not talking in a play, but like basketball, football.
Again,
if you're talking about like, wow, that was a great catch or something, but... To talk about like a movie,
right?
It's just too
something
weird for me.
Too
and loud
topic
and loud, and then I couldn't tune it out. And I'm like, okay, Jim, don't listen to this. And it's like,
what's worse is when you tune in a little bit to them, and they're like, and it was a weeping wound, and it just would never
press all over, and it's like anyway. That was a fun game, and they're playing again Saturday. I'm gonna be out of town, but you know that's not a bad. Evening for $16 a ticket
again, and great
season.
Competition.
They're a little bit more for some games. I don't know how they price the games differently. 16, 18, 22,
Based on how the opponent draws, I'm guessing.
Do they have that revenue sharing? Does the visiting team get half the money, like the NFL, or 40%? I should say.
I doubt it because it's a universe. I have no idea. I have zero.
I just know they like the Rush. I like the Crest Center, and they play some games at Crest, which is a much smaller venue on campus, and then they play some at the Rush, which is much larger, and you have to pay for parking.
Oh, so maybe they share revenues with the Rush Center.
Well, no, they like, I'll tell you, the reason they're at the Rush is concessions, alcohol.
Oh, well,
So.
That's odd. Todd, you will appreciate the last conversation I inserted myself into because we were down in Arizona, spring training, baseball, shocker.
Yeah.
And it had to be said. The conversation led right to it. Something, something, something. And then I had to hit him with a, that's what she said. And then, you know, it was like a group of maybe like two or three couples.
Yeah.
And the guys just thought it was hilarious. And the girls are like, what is she listening to us for? That kind of
And then the women
changed.
Got mad at their men because they were laughing at you. Yeah. And they weren't laughing at them.
Yes, me as I'm there with, you know, there's my husband and my children. You know, what a threat.
Yeah. Well, that's, anyway. It,
bend
it's
over,
fun
I'll
to go
show
to the
you.
Games.
It goes over well, too.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going with that. But.
Mm. Yeah.
Fun. I'm sure I have, but.
Hey, I just, it's shout out time.
No, just
Da Vinci School.
Oh.
So Da Vinci School, which I'll take some credit for that. I was instrumental in getting that school downtown Green Bay. Raised the money. I just want to say, and then remember they're going to move it. We had Dr. Tiller in here. Yep. He was the superintendent of schools, and they voted to relocate the school. And Tiller was like, "We can't do that." Don and I went to parent teachers conference to the PTO. It's really more the school board meeting.
So we
went to that and said, look, the school belongs. And they're like, really? Oh, I didn't know that. They kept the school downtown. That's the Da Vinci School, which is, K-8. See this in the paper?
What do we have?
Number one in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, bravo.
I know,
and our
podcaster
buddy is goes to Da Vinci, doesn't he?
So, who goes to the podcast?
Doesn't our little podcaster go to Da Vinci?
What's his name? Little guy that comes in and does the sports updates.
Oh, yeah, he does. That podcast kid.
Yes.
He goes to Da Vinci.
The football guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes to Da Vinci.
Well done.
And you read these test scores and, people can say, well, they lowered the bar, 43%, 60%, proficient in this and that. 93% proficient in math.
Wow.
I would have been one of the seven. But still, that's pretty. I think that's.
No, well, I should have got that equation.
I should have said I would have been one of the eight.
Yeah, that
would have been funny.
That would have been spot on.
It's come on 6:17 in the morning. Anyway, isn't that great?
That is wonderful.
So we're happy. And another reason Green Bay's number 12, whatever we said yesterday, to place to live, got to be the school system.
Speaking of shout outs, we know that your mom is a loyal listener.
Well,
so good morning, Mrs. Schmidt.
She is.
Yes. But. I just got a text from my mom saying she's tuned in.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
And that she loves listening.
Isn't that
and
nice?
And hearing us banter. And that made me feel good.
Well, we would like to welcome mom, but it's not Mom Z.
Nope.
What's your maiden name?
Well, we call her Grams.
Oh, Grams.
We call her Grams.
Okay, Grams.
Hey,
hi, Grams.
So I'm going to see, my granddaughter and family in New York next week. And they're all into when she was born, what do they call me and Donna? And I'm like, well, Grandma and Grandpa would
Papa work. Mayor.
And they're like, no, that's what I wanted. But my daughter, I said, just Mayor's fine. Captain. Yeah, that's what was her reaction. So, but they wanted.
Come on.
No, I did. I said that, but she didn't want to do that. But so, and I said, well, what's wrong with Grandma and Grandpa? She goes, well, we really can't because that's what they call
his
parents and they already have kids. Well, anyway, so they're going back with all these different names and German names and
what are you?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh,
I'm not happy.
The ultimate tease. I like this.
Keep it here.
You are learning. Jim.
Oh, I'm getting this stuff.
Keep
all
it
right.
here.
Milo's not here. It's really
Nikki and the mayor.
There we go.
Fine.
Nikki Z.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nikki and the mayor, along with Todd Michaels, this is a great day today. I thought it was, didn't you read that it was going to be freezing, 30? You come outside, it's 45, 50.
Yeah, the wind
50.
Is going to pick up, though.
Oh.
It's going to change.
We'll be in that snowstorm situation. The snow tonight into tomorrow morning. So
that.
It could be kind of tricky on the way in tomorrow.
I know.
You guys will be on your own. I'll be staying in Oshkosh.
Yeah,
just
right.
you and John showing up at the school.
I'm sure everything will run
smoothly.
Okay.
Smoothly.
I got
a dream. All right, do we have the drum roll?
No, I got an idea. We got to queue up the best of just in case Todd's...
Well,
true that he's not going to be
that
here.
That sounds
we
somebody else's problem.
Get through this.
But
all right. Oh, no, for what they call me. All right,
break.
I just want to say that, Mike, and that's very common today that people call different grandparents different things.
Yes, 100%.
And what do you call your grandma?
My mom is Grams.
Grams.
Yep.
What do you call your grandma?
Well, she was Grandma.
Yeah, see, so was ours.
Right,
Grandma and Grandpa.
Right. Yeah, and then we would have Grandma last name here, Grandma last name there.
Yeah.
So,
or
Donna.
Yeah.
Granny.
Love it.
I don't know if I like that. For
nope,
her.
It's really cute when it comes out of a kid's mouth.
Wait, is it Grammy? Grammy? Grammy?
Grammy? Grammy's
Grammy.
Cool.
Grammy. What did I say?
Grammy's. Like, you said Grammy.
Oh, Grammy. It's an S.
Okay,
an A.
I will give that
Grammy.
A bell. That's
all right,
cute.
Grammy.
Grammy.
That's Grammy. And yep. And that's what they call her, and then they call Mrs. Art's grandma.
Okay.
So yeah. They're it's like grandma. A little bit different, yep. But grandma's coming or Grammy's coming. Yep. She knows the two things. Now my other kids are they're bilingual, so one's Spanish, you know, and whatever. The mother and fathers and that. And then, of course, grandma and grandpa. So that's a little easier.
Abuelo and abuela.
Right. There you go. Yeah. And we looked at the whole thing. But no, so Grammy. And then you
what's
think,
yours?
Call me. And the, she does too. And she's only, what, 14 months old? No, well, I should know that. Grumpy.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's what they call me. And she calls me that too. Grumpy. Where's Milton? You know, because she knows I'm crazy about my dog.
And that is, she's trying to say Grampy?
Maybe.
No, I don't know. No, my kids. Maybe. No. My kids, and then Laura, my youngest daughter, is like, I don't think we should, this is when we're having this family meeting.
We shall not correct her ever. What is,
they said.
Papa look, Grampy. Grumpy. No,
Grumpy. And they got a hat for me, And Laura's worried. She goes, "What if he takes on that persona?"
And like, it's what
a
if?
It's a little late, Laura. It's a little late, honey.
Laura so, doesn't listen, does she?
I like that though.
It's kind of cool. I don't know. We never even talked to. I don't think my parents.
No,
ever.
It was just grandma, grandpa.
Oh, for everybody.
Yep.
But there's so many studies in kids, and like you said to my kid, you know, she's not an experiment. I mean, it's right. There's a lot of cool things that. You know, I think we did our best. I think every parent does their best. But
every
there's
parent
things
does
that
their best.
It's not confusing to a kid if they're different
right.
people.
Right.
So anyway.
Okay, Grumpy.
Right. That's
oh
what it
gosh.
Is. Grumpy.
See, and,
that's
and
my
that
name.
Child, God bless, can get away with it.
She can get. She's the only one. I know. All
exactly.
That.
I am going to make sure that I'm here tomorrow, whether or not. Right. The weather is bad.
Okay, yeah.
Just so that I can fill Mino in on this tidbit.
Mino, Grumpy.
Yeah.
Get a load
I don't
of
know
that.
His. I don't. I met his grandkids. I don't know what they. Probably. I don't know what they call him, but that's very very. I just want to say that. And some of them are really different names. And we looked it up. And like I said, not just a German. Right. That. But and then if you look at the English, which is a little bit more proper, some people call their grandpa Captain. I would have been okay with that, too. But
yeah,
I don't think I had a vote in that thing, quite honestly, thinking back.
Well, after Mayor got shut down.
I know. That's what I thought
what
was the best. I know. So
I think Papa Mayor would have
Papa
been.
Papa was on the list, but. I don't know.
Grumpy.
Like I said, I did not have a vote in this thing.
If you could get video or audio of these transactions.
Oh, these family meetings?
Oh, my God.
Well,
no.
When she calls you next week.
Yeah, I'll see her next week.
That would be.
Yeah.
Because I need to see that.
Who else? Anyone else going out to New York for Thanksgiving? You know, because we can go to the parade.
Not might just bump into them. You know
not
how
the cheapest hotels out there this time of year.
No.
Of course not.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway.
Well, and you guys normally get an Airbnb, so everybody's all together,
yeah,
correct?
But that my kids, changed. I have two kids that live out there, so.
Yeah.
Dad stayed with us, and I don't know, I just like you, no.
But I really enjoy.
There's places right, I mean, they live in Manhattan, so there's like, it's all walking distance. I mean, it's half
right, but
condos
I love
and half,
the reason that you guys actually like to stay together, because.
We do.
Yeah. In the morning, we just, if we're up, we coffee and we start our day together.
And we all get up early. We're huge coffee drinkers.
I just think that's adorable. Will you bring some Sarugis?
I have, you know, I'm cheating a little bit. Joe Sarugi was on our show.
Yeah.
Because his business was 125 years old.
Right.
Which is
incredible.
Very, very cool. And Joe does so much for the arts and music. And he came here and he brought Johnny and I each a box. And it was like, and then I went there because he had like an anniversary party,
yes,
or open house. So we went to that and I looked and it was like $68.
Yes, those were tremendously valuable. And
that,
if you tell me that thing has not been touched.
It hasn't. It's in my office. I'm bringing it.
Look at Todd's eyeballs even.
I did not open it.
It was gone within.
Don and I went to Joe's open house at Sarugi's and we bought some stuff. You know.
That
but,
was nice.
My mom
tried to go because the melt-away candy bars were only $1.25.
Bought them.
The line was out the door, around the building, and down the street.
Yeah, Joe can't wait till his business is 150 years old because that $1.25
goes
in my candy
bar. Right, yeah, no doubt.
But no, I'm bringing that. already shipped out Kringle. You know that Uncle Mike's?
Yes.
They do a great job of that, by the way.
Love it.
So, because my...
What flavor did you send?
The...
Melted caramel pecan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the best.
Yeah. That's one
I prefer the caramel apple.
Yeah, that's a good one. They're all good, right?
Oh, yeah. But you really can't go wrong.
That and what else? And I think we... I'm not sure. I don't know if we shipped it all or not. We're bringing it. But, you know...
Are you flying out of Green Bay or Appleton?
Green Bay.
So you might have to remove... You don't have to take out your small bag of toiletries anymore, but you might have to set out your... If you bring any sausage or cheese curds...
Yeah, I'm checking...
You have to set those out aside before...
No, the guys can find something wrong and keep them. No, I'm checking the bag because it's free, you know, on Delta. So,
of course.
Anyway.
Of course you are.
It's going to be...
Nice.
I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be, it's going
to
be relaxing.
And you guys do the parade? Do you have to have tickets for the parade?
No, we don't. We're watching it close to our hotel. So,
okay.
It's just going to be... The parade coming up in Green Bay is going to be awesome. I'm actually in that parade. You know how long it's been since I've been in a parade?
Tell me.
I don't know. How long have I been out of office? 6 years. So I'm looking forward to that.
But making a glorious return.
A little less
Saturday.
Stress being in the Civic Media car than...
There's a great story.
Not
one time
everybody loved
at the St. Patrick's Day parade. The float in front of Jim had slowed things down, and Jim was not happy about it. And he stood up and goes, "Let's get this thing moving."
I did. So I'm not. I just gotta be chill. I gotta borrow some of Johnny's gummies or something. I gotta get a little less stressed. All right, mine on the man. We're gonna be right back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and the Mayor with Miss...
Nikki, that's fine.
Miss Nikki's fine?
For a little while, I did want to be an elementary school teacher. And
oh, there you go.
I think that's what I would have had the kids call
you.
Me. Miss Nikki.
See, to me, again, going back to the whole grandpa thing, mm-hmm. It's Mrs., Ms.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, hey, you.
No. It's when I teach, then people call me Mr. Schmidt. Actually, my name badge with my little picture on and everything has M. Schmidt because some people did. They call me Mayor. What should we call you? I get a big kick out of when they, Professor? I like turn around and look like, who the hell's that? But it's me.
That's nice.
But we're assistant. What's the word? We're adjunct, which means like part-time.
Yep.
And
yep.
That is a cool title. You know, I mean, professor. Like,
I mean.
I have no, if I told some of my classmates I was addressed as professor, they would, no.
Chortle.
Yeah, oh yeah, they would chortle.
That's a good $5 word for this morning.
For the morning. Yeah, 6:35. He chortled.
They
chortled. The class chortled.
Would you rather them have LOL'd?
No, I would take the chortle. Would take the chortle.
Would you prefer they guffawed?
I don't know what that is.
Guffawed.
Never heard of guffawed?
I don't think so.
Aren't you well read?
No.
Professor?
Not at all. No.
And the
would they relate to class? How about they were late to class, so they cantered in?
They sauntered.
Well, yeah, I had a horse, and cantering's right between the trot and the gallop. That's cantering.
A canter is also the singer in church.
Yeah, that's true. That's
this
true.
Guy, right?
That is true. That is the
usher.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
it's been a while.
What do you mean the usher?
Well, the
canter singing.
Sometimes they are double dipping.
No, the canter's the one, and when they put their arm up, then you have to sing because you just repeat what they did. Yes, that's the canter. But I was talking about
this is again. We
horse
could play
thing.
Password.
No,
right now.
I'll pass on that. Hey, couple texts here.
Couple texts. Happy birthday, Joe Walsh, 77 years old today. Joe Walsh from the Eagles. I initially
I thought it was the guy that I said to Nikki, who's that? I thought he was the guy that sang, you are so beautiful to me.
No.
That's Joe something though, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But this is Joe Walsh. Life's been good to me so far.
Ordinary average guy. Pick up the dog do. Hope that it's hard. Favorite line. Terry from Ashwaubenon, thanks for listening.
That's the bike guy. What's pick up the dog do? Hope that it's hard. It's because
it's
frozen?
It's a line in the song.
Oh.
Yes. Because when you pick up dog, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's better when it's, yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Okay, that's, all right.
Terry, very
good morning.
Observant.
Enjoy your breakfast.
So, right. Joe Walsh shares a birthday today with Josh Turner, 47 years old, country music singer, and the one and only, it's kind of easy on the eyes, Mr. Dierks Bentley. Just saw him in concert this.
Don't know either one of them.
All right.
Country stars? No. Yep.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they are.
Not on the mayor's playlist.
I'm looking down this list of
How
birthdays.
How about the comedian?
The only one I know on there is Joe Biden.
You know Bo Derek?
Oh, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I do know her.
And you don't know Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers?
Oh, I didn't read that yet. I'm kind of going through this. Okay, that's down the list. Dick Smothers was in Green Bay.
At the Carlton?
Nope, at the Meyer Theater.
Right.
The Meyer Theater opened, whatever, and then closed. This is back in, I don't know, probably the 20s, 30s. And then was converted, obviously, into a movie theater. And then it got converted back.
I don't
back.
Think, obviously. I didn't know this.
Do you ever went and saw a movie there?
Not at the Meyer. No, it's only been a performance. It's only been as
How old
is
are you?
36. Thanks for asking. I look great. I know. I know. I look great
anyway,
for my age.
When it got converted back, the opening act were the Smothers Brothers.
Wow. So then who is the headliners?
I meant the opening act. I didn't mean the opening act. I meant the
headliner.
The headliner when they reopened.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant.
Oh, nice. So then Joel McHale also celebrating her birthday. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Comedian, entertainment network.
Did Talk Soup on TV for a little while.
Yeah.
Hosted a game show or two. He's all right. Yeah.
Community, I think he was on that NBC show. I like him. Bo Derek, yes. Mm-hmm. And to verify with Todd, I said Bo Derek of walking out of the swimming pool in the movie Tommy Boy. Is that for me, Dad? No, son, that's for me. And he did, yes. That Bo Derek is 68. I thought she'd be older. And that's like straight up a line from John's book, right?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be older. I thought he'd be older. So happy birthday, Joe, Bo Derek. President Joe Biden, 82 today. Happy birthday, bud. Norman Greenbaum, 82 as well. And he, singer of Spirit in the Sky?
Yep.
Is that what we have here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Todd tying it all together today.
That's awesome.
We are magically produced.
Yeah, this
is a great song.
This is a good song. That's high school for us, for me, not for you, Todd. That's when he was in the kindergarten.
Oh, did you see the next text? The name Grumpy is great for Jim. Uh-oh.
Oh, my daughter's listening. Good. Thank you, Anna.
Hmm.
Anyway, I got to figure out how that's going to go, but I got the hat and I don't know. Like I said, I did not have a vote in that. So I just, whatever you guys want, that's fine.
Have a grumpy hat, like the dwarf grumpy?
That it just says Grumpy on the top. I don't wear hats. I'm never going to wear it. But
you're familiar with the character?
I got it as a gift.
Are you familiar with the
character? Oh, yeah. Seven Dwarfs. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Can you name them all?
Probably. I got to think about it.
Let's rattle them off right now. Here
Sleepy,
we go.
Happy, Grumpy. Oh, man. Just wait.
Dopey.
Is it Sneezy?
Sleepy.
Sneezy is one.
Okay,
Sneezy,
so that's
Bashful Doc.
Huh?
Happy, Dopey, Grumpy, Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful Doc.
Bashful and Doc.
Bashful and Doc. Doc I would have got eventually. How do you know those so quick? Did you use it?
I don't know. A lot of time. I've watched Snow White's probably one of my favorite Disney movies.
Really? With two teenage boys, Snow White's, did they watch it with you? Or are you just one of those, I need to be alone. And then you put that.
I babysat a lot.
Oh, okay.
In my youth.
Yeah. And, that would be a good one for babysitting.
If my favorite Disney movie was based on what my boys watched, it would be either Toy Story or Cars.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
And the animation, it's changed. Yep. And I appreciate it both ways. That sounds bad. Don't ever use that clip against me.
Yeah. When we get together at Thanksgiving, or I don't know if we're all going to be together for Christmas. I haven't got that far ahead, but we'll watch Elf.
Oh, gosh. I can just, watch they, that year round.
We watch that. I don't know how old that show is.
20. It's
okay.
20
we've watched that every single year, Elf. And
I've never seen it.
Really?
Never.
Okay. Finally.
Okay. Now.
Guy. Now this is.
You know how
this
Mino?
This is a you're the guy. Okay, because everybody has seen that, right?
Now we're going to have a podcast episode.
I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. I love Bob Newhart, but Will Ferrell just does not do it for me. Even Anchorman, like, and you would think that would be right up my alley.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And I love dumb humor, but that's a stretch for
how
me.
How come you never mentioned this in the interview but process, Elf, Todd?
Yeah. You would have taken the other gig.
But Elf is...
Where's my sound bit? Yeah. I need the sound of me calling that other location.
But no, that's that. We will watch that.
Oh,
that's HR.
Me calling the other job offer.
Yeah, she's turning me into HR okay. for never watching the movie.
I see. Yeah,
there's something in the bylaws,
right? That you got to be up on. The
all
most
right, we do have another text. At sporting events, I spend more time watching people in the crowd than I do watching the game. Vicky, good morning. Thanks for listening. I'm with you, Vicky. I am fascinated by people. I will then I'll diagnose what's
people,
going
yeah.
on.
Oh my yeah. God. Oh yeah. Come I up would, with, yeah.
I'll have their entire story going on. I'll have put together. Oh, well, they are on a date for the first time from an app. Clearly just met before. Oh, it's so. These people are intoxicated. These people are fighting. These people don't like each other.
Yep.
No, I don't look. I don't care less who's there. And I just. I'd like to sit there alone. No, no,
no, no.
I'm looking at the person next to me. Although these seats that at the Rush Center I have. No, at the Rush Center. It's right. It's right next to the Pep Band, which is cool. Because I was in Pep Band.
Band enthusiasts.
They have a new director. That kid is, they have good energy in that band. They've always had good energy, but I mean, it's.
Pep Band, it's kind of it's part and parcel with the role, right?
And it's the school, it's the students, and they're pretty funny when the other guy's shooting a free throw.
Oh, yeah.
How they, yeah, it's, that's a little. That I will look at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But whoever else is there.
Oh, man.
Except, no, I love a good halftime show with the marching band.
Yeah, well, that was, they have a great, whatever, they got new uniforms. The, it's not really called the drill team anymore, is it? What's it called? Like, it's not the cheerleaders, it's the other group.
Oh, the Palm and Dance.
Dance team?
The dance team. They got new uniforms. And I, so.
Thanks for calling them uniforms and not outfits.
Or whatever, but get this. I think, and I wasn't really looking. Their shirts say, I think they were doing a song by Eminem. And I said, that's because of Mino and the Mayor.
Did you get a picture?
Jeez.
Did you take any pictures last night?
He doesn't. No. That's, it would be so great if you did that and we could
care.
Post some
know,
of them,
I
right?
Have. Yeah, I didn't. Did I?
No, you didn't.
No, are you sure?
Yeah, I don't take pictures. Anyway. That,
well, maybe.
But back to that. The people watching thing, yeah, some people they really enjoy that.
That's worth the price of admission for
I
me
I will
sometimes.
Do that, though. Like, I'll go for a walk in New York, and you know, because it's Fifth Avenue, it's very, very safe, and that's cool just to see who's there. And yeah, I'll probably do. I don't know. I just that doesn't interest me that all that much. But
when in New York, it's very introspective for me because it's so diverse, and it's just kind of neat to stand on the street corner and you can hear multiple languages being spoken, probably loud and aggressively.
And you're right down there. I mean, there's a. I mean, I don't know Colbert and all those who work down there and then all the people from, you know, the networks, you know, NBC, CBS, that's all right there.
Right.
And in Times Square. And, you know, I'm sure they got to, I got to believe they got to walk and get coffee. I don't know. I've, you know, maybe,
yeah. I mean, look at all the pages on, yeah, People Magazine.
Right. And, you run into people. So anyway.
Yeah, do you think people will say they ran into the mayor of Green Bay?
Is that guy from?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I think if my daughter sees me because we're staying. Okay. Anyway, that's going to be fun. The parade in Green Bay, though. Let's give that some props. And we got tickets?
We do. We have VIP seats.
VIP, which are great seats. So those of you who have, I mean, most people have been to the parade, but there's it's a great route. You've never been in? It goes down Jefferson and then ends up back on Washington. Anyway.
Very manageable route.
It is. It's an easy route. And you can get where you're in the front row. I mean, it's not like it's 6-8 deep or anything. There are areas where it is. I just want to say that, especially in the beginning of the parade. But these VIP seats, it's bleacher seating right in front of the courthouse. And there's a little, St. Willibrord does a little chocolate coffee stand, you know, for, I don't know, 50 cents or a dollar. So you want to bring a little cash. But it's a great place to watch the parade. And you're elevated, right? Three, nice. Four, five seats. And that is where the TV cameras are because they film right across the street. And they hold up the sign, play now. So you're going to hear the music. So
you get...
These are good seats.
All of the best performers.
Yep.
You get, I believe, Frank and Amy from Let Me Be Frank are emceeing and hosting the parade. So they get great commentary. They'll be very entertained. So if you are interested in a pair of tickets, VIP tickets, to this Saturday's
are we doing something? Or we
Green
just...
Bay...
We could just have people text in for this first round. We got a couple of sets to give away. So
okay,
got,
all right. Yeah. So, all right, just
you and your generosity, Mr.
Text in. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's worth going to, and you bring your or get them and then give them to maybe your parents or somebody that would prefer that instead of bringing out the lawn chair or standing. You know what I mean? Like you could win them and give them away. They're not like what I mean, which would be very nice.
So download
perpetual
the,
giving.
But don't That's sell right. them. The don't sell them. Don't sell them.
Download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW and text to win.
There we go. The parade. It's going to be a good time. And that's Saturday at 10 o'clock. You can get there at 9 because Frank and Amy do some warm-up music in terms of like Christmas
they're
carols.
They're going to
entertain. They'll entertain. Then all the kids are going to come out there and do the countdown and then.
I've only been in parade. Boom, boom. Whoa, actually, we used to go to the Flag Day Parade in Appleton.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
a good one.
That was our big annual.
That's a good one.
But otherwise, I was in the marching band, so I've only been in parades.
And that's why I'm not crazy about being in the parade, because you missed the parade.
Well, we will have the live stream to play back. That's what they're doing, is recording it to play back at a later date.
All right. But I went, I think 20 years in a row I went to the circus parade. But this is...
Oh, you...
What is this? Oh, these are yours.
Mine.
It's the babysitter. All right.
Mino and the babysitter.
It's the mayor and the babysitter. That's what it is. All right. The seven dwarfs along with Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
So you'd throw this, what is it called, VCR in, and then just have the kids watch this so
no,
you could,
we
like,
would watch
call
it
your
together,
boyfriend.
Yeah, right, and right, we right, would right. make popcorn and
All right, that's cool.
snuggle.
That's a fun
And
night.
I would braid their hair. Oh, it was, and The Little Mermaid was also on repeat. Mm-hmm. Homeward Bound.
Did I tell you my story? You weren't
that's
here.
That's a good movie. With dogs and the cats.
Yeah.
Can you, I can't watch it and not cry.
Right.
My oldest daughter, who's probably, what, how old is Anna? Probably 30. Anyway, she was totally into Barney, the
really?
Purple dinosaur. Like,
is she the, okay, yep.
And this is a terrible story, but I have to tell you this. It's not a terrible story, it's just a true story. And she watched it all the time. It's like, and that guy's a little annoying, you know, that music, I mean, it gets old, but she, it didn't, not for her.
No.
So every day, and Dad put this in, and what's it called? The VCR, right?
The cassette.
The tape. Put the tape in and watch Barney. Tape. Well, we were living on Roosevelt, and then we bought a house where we live now on Spring Street, and we're moving. And I feel bad telling you the story, but we told her it got lost in the move. And then that was the break she needed, and now... Yeah. Life is good. She's successful. So
she's recovered.
Anyway, she's recovered. So
hey,
I.
that anyway. Would be fun to hear from listeners. Text us with your greatest parental lie to your children. Mine used to be that McDonald's was closed if the yellow arch was lit up. Sometimes the park. Yes, even the
okay.
The outdoors,
that your kids.
That's
I mean,
closed.
Your kids. Okay, really, your kids bought that. If the lights are on, they're closed. Wow. Wow.
Jim, are you familiar with a little term called marketing and salesmanship? You can sell it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to sell it.
Okay. Wow, that's good for you. All right. So your kids, you told them when the lights are on, they're closed, even though there were people in there and they could smell the burgers. Okay, that's good, Nikki. I'm glad that.
Hey.
Yeah.
So my kids aren't Mensa members, okay? They're not Rhodes Scholars.
That's a good one. So when I was a kid, right, when I was 10, long time ago, we played. When we drove, did you go on drives with your parents?
Yes.
We had a million kids in our family, and my dad, we would go driving to, I don't know, Cato or whatever, just around the country. We'd go for a drive just to kind of get the stress out. And
so the typical Sunday drive.
Right, right. And you would count horses. Did you do that?
No.
So that's what we would do.
Count horses.
One side, and you got, I don't know, was it 10 cents a horse?
Okay.
And we would drive around three horses and sometimes in. But then if you drove past the cemeteries in the country, then all the horses are dead.
Oh,
so you had to start over.
That's funny.
But what my dad would do, and I didn't, it took me forever. Talk about not being a Mensa kid. We had cemeteries on, depending on how you came into town. So he would clean the slate, whoever had more. And because you could drive in Two Rivers, right? There's Forest Avenue. You can come in.
That would be east or west. Exactly what he was doing.
And he would drive in. Oh, your horse is all dead. We're like, oh, man, we're up, you know, $2 an hour broke. Anyway, I wouldn't call that a lie. That was more of a game. But we did it. And I never caught on to that. I think I was probably in high school when I finally figured out, Dad, you didn't want to give us the money. So
I was 30 years old when I figured out that the elf that my mother always referred to around the Christmas holiday.
Oh, did you do that elf on a shelf?
No, because that's only been within the last, like, I don't know, 15 years. Mm. So we were at my surprise 30th birthday party. And I was talking to a small group of friends, and I was explaining something about Billy Brownie. And they just kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, Santa's helper. And nobody had a clue who, and that is the exact moment that I realized that Billy Brownie.
I don't get it.
Did not exist.
Why did you come up with the name?
I thought all the parents used Billy Brownie.
Oh, but your parents used that for you.
Correct.
That's weird.
Universal.
Billy Brownie. They called Santa's helper Billy Brownie?
Yes. Yep. He had a specific name, and I thought the parents were in on it.
Did he leave brownies for you if you were good? Or
no,
what? I don't get it. What's the connection?
He was just the one that reported back. Oh, I saw Billy Brownie in the window. He saw that you didn't eat all of your dinner.
Get them on here. I need a little more detail on that. All right. Hey, but that elf on the shelf, you're right, very popular. We didn't do that, but a lot of people do. There's so much fun you can have at Christmas. This is just a great time of year. We talked about that all week.
Speaking of accidentally on purpose, our elf on the shelf. Ha!
What's that?
What?
That's how our elf on the shelf festivities came to an end. I accidentally on purpose lost it.
Oh. Like me and the Barney tape. I love it.
You know
why? See,
because
good parents. We gotta move on. We gotta move on, kids.
I hated all of a sudden going to bed at night, falling asleep, and then out of sheer panic, realizing I didn't move the elf.
No, I know.
Therefore you sprint.
Yeah.
No, and have to move it quickly.
Got it.
And then you can't fall back asleep. So I accidentally on purpose lost ours.
Yep. I get that. That's okay. That's all. Your kids will do that to their kids someday too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so we have a good show coming up here. You know what we're going to talk about this next half hour? The Historical Society of Brown County. They have a big event coming on for the next couple days. We brought in the two people who are like in charge of this, and this is going to be fun because I love history and they know a lot about history and how this community can get more engaged. And then of course we got Ben Indiana Melcourt coming up to talk a little real estate and a lot of stuff going on in the real estate world now that the election's over, people can actually move on. And Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality, that's my guy when it comes to renting your home.
Good stuff.
And then Terry Barr.
New Wisco weekend.
Right.
Love
she's
it.
She's
Slice
got so many
Wisconsin.
Cool things going on. All right. This is Mickey and the Mayor. We're going to be right back.
You are here to stay.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.